Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for being part of our day. I'm excited about our new friend joining us today. Marcia Connor is the author of Learn More Now, 10 Simple Steps to Learning Better, Smarter, and Faster. She's an internationally renowned authority in the field of personal performance and education, and she's also managing director of Ageless Learning, of Ageless Learner, and she's our new friend. Marcia Connor, welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and I'm excited about your book for you because I know you're excited about having it, but I'm excited about what it offers to readers because my audience knows that I talk about the importance of learning as much as I can, but primarily from the standpoint of the fact that change is happening so fast in the marketplace that we have to learn more things, it seems to me, now than we used to, and I think that's going to take a little different attitude, maybe a different approach to learning, and I think that's what you talk about in your book. What do you think about that?
It very much is. In the past, we have had not only a slower rate of change, so we haven't had to pick up as much as we go along each day, but the consequences of not taking in that information have also increased dramatically. If we don't learn more, not only do we feel behind, but it affects all aspects of our lives, so it's time that we make that change.
Well, and one of the things that you talk about in your book that I like is not only, you know, I mean, a lot of people could listen to you and me for the last minute or so and say, oh, no, they're going to talk about learning. But it's not just learning. It's our attitude about learning, isn't it? Isn't that maybe the essence of your book?
Not only our attitude about learning, but also our comfort and removing some of the anxiety many of us face. We think this is something scary or something that maybe we could leave behind when we left the school doors earlier on in life. But as it sounds like you talk about a lot, we're learning constantly, and it's our ability to adapt to what's going on in the world that allows us to take in more and to be able to deal with what's up ahead.
When one of the things you talk about when you talked about yourself and how your own personal learning journey, you talked about the fact that you thought you were different, and when you were much younger. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, I grew up not only with several undiagnosed learning disabilities, which I only learned about when I was trying to graduate college many years later, but I also grew up in a family that had some tragedy. I had a brother who passed away and some other pieces of it. And when I looked at the school children that I grew up with, I knew that we were fundamentally different. I knew that my priorities were quite different than theirs. And even as I grew up working in the high-tech sector where I was bombarded with new information every day, I could see that the people in my community in some cases were quite different. They didn't have to deal at that point with the rate of change. And through feeling different, I knew that there had to be ways that I could adjust to the changes. And soon enough, other people would be having to adjust to those changes, too. So, yes, it was very much a matter of feeling different, but also one of feeling like if I could change something here, then other people could, too, and we could all get through this together. And it's been a great journey.
Well, it sounds like you're saying that we can't teach people with cookie cutters.
Well, no, we definitely can't teach people with cookie cutters.
You know, everybody. Also... one of the things you say here, you point out is that there are a lot of different learning styles.
There are different learning styles. We're even motivated by different things. How we pay attention to the world is different from person to person, and even from one day to the next, the hour of the day. There are so many different factors that affect how we take in information that. Seemingly, especially because we grew up in school systems that treated us all so very similarly, we never really had a chance to learn how our differences could be expressed and be really used to our advantage.
See, this information is important to me for two reasons. And one is for the importance of this information to small business owners, including myself, to getting a better understanding of what we need to learn, why we need to learn it, and how we need to learn it, and what our attitude is about learning for our own benefit. But at the same time, if change is happening as fast as you and I say it is, that means that if we have an employee who stays with us, say, for 10 years, we may have to redirect their assignment two or three times in that 10 years. And that means they've got to learn some new stuff. And if we don't understand that people learn differently, and in our training we adapt our training to the different learning abilities and styles of our employees, we're going to have a lot of brain damage, aren't we?
Well, absolutely. First, let me agree with you wholeheartedly, is that not only do our employees need to be changing through this process too, but we need to be adjusting our approaches when new technologies are available, when the situation and our work environments change. So this is very much a message not just for leadership, but it's also very much one for the people that work with us and even our clients and those that we serve. They, too, need to be learning different things in order to be working with us. And that goes both ways.
Well, you know, 25 years ago, if you had an employee who was with you for 10 years, you know, one of the biggest changes that would happen would be, okay, we used to sell this product, now we're going to sell this product. And, you know, or okay, we drove a Chevrolet last time, now we're driving Fords, you know, and the turn signal is over here instead. I mean, there wasn't a tremendous amount of things to learn that was as dramatic as they are right now. And so now when we work with our employees, we've got to be careful, because especially, you know, Marcia, if we're trying to redeem and keep employees who, say, were with us 25 years ago, you know, we're all coming into a new age. The 21st century, in a lot of ways, is a new age, isn't it?
It's a new age, and not only that, I find that when I work with employees and employers, and I myself run a small business, I find that the people that I'm working with, either, as you said, go back to that notion of attitude, either have an attitude that they're going to be learning all the time, they're going to be curious, they're going to wake up every morning and figure out what is it that I need to learn, or they're going to believe that they can't learn anything else and they want to remain constant. And what I find in working with organizations is that it doesn't have to be an environment that is changing constantly. I don't want to convey that message. There are some businesses that do have at least a little more static of an environment in the work that they do. But where the employees or where the people working in the organization at all levels are interested and curious, that's where you can really excel as an organization.
Marcia, stand by. Folks, I'm going to leave you with a quote. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these 10 steps of how to learn more that Marcia talks about. Here's a quote for you. We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. I love that. We're going to get Marcia to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. It's a little bit of small business heaven, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We're visiting with our new friend, soon to be, not new, such a new friend, because we're going to get her back on the show. We've got a lot more to talk about with her. Marcia Connor is the author of Learn More Now, 10 Simple Steps to Learning Better, Smarter, and Faster. She's a former manager with Microsoft. She's a former VP with PeopleSoft, and she's been in this learning business for a while, folks, and she knows what she's talking about. And when you see her book, you'll know what you'll agree with me. Marcia, give us your website, please.
Sure. www.marcia, which is spelled MARCIA, Connor, CONNER.com. No periods or spaces between Marcia and Connor.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you'll find not only exercises and hands-on techniques that you can apply right away to learning better, smarter, and faster, but you'll also find a little bit of the background and ways that you can use this material through assessments and exercises with your employees and with the people that you work with, even your family.
So you've got some free exercises we can use there to learn a little bit more about learning.
Absolutely. I was really dedicated to not creating a theoretical or difficult book to work through, but instead something very practical that people would have fun reading and could apply immediately to their lives.
Well, and folks, the thing that you'll find about Marcia's book that really attracted me to it were the opportunities for you to actually, you know, make some notes and write some thoughts down and take some exercises. in some learning exercises in the book. And Marcia, I congratulate you on that.
Thanks.
And the book's available wherever books are sold?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the steps in your book that you talk about, the 10 simple steps. You mentioned motivation in the previous segment. Tell us about being motivated to learn and how that's different for people.
Well, the first one is I find a very common misconception, which is that many people believe that some people are motivated and others aren't. What we find, not only in the research of the organization that I run, but what we find is that everyone is equally motivated. They're just motivated to do different sorts of things. If you've got an employee who's not coming to work until way past the time that they had agreed to come to work, it's not that they're unmotivated at all. It's that they're more motivated to be in bed or in their car or someplace else. And we often forget that. And so if we can identify what it is that is motivating them, then we can tap into that and help them be more creative and work more effectively in the environment. People are motivated by several different things. And some people are very goal-motivated, working towards something specific. Others are very learning-motivated. They're learning because they enjoy the learning process itself. And then some people are relationship-motivated. They are motivated by working with other people. And each of us, though we have some aspects of each of these, we really primarily are motivated by one of those three things.
Well, you know, I can see some small business owners listening to you and listening to me and saying, you know what, this sounds like an awful lot of trouble. I'm paying these people pretty well. Why can't they motivate themselves? Why do I have to keep up with why they're motivated and all that sort of thing? But to me, what I come back to on that, Marcia, is I think about the times that I've had employees that I thought were capable of certain things and that they weren't meeting that expectation that I had. I knew that they were capable of certain things, but they weren't meeting that expectation. And what was happening was the way I felt about how they should be learning this and the way they were learning it was creating an awful lot of frustration for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I can think back and know that there were times that if I had understood a little bit more about how that person was motivated and how they learned things differently than how I learned things, that maybe I could have been a little more successful. Maybe both of us could have been a little more successful.
Well, you've hit on something very important, which is, one, it's each of our understanding to be able to figure out the people around us. That's part of it. But the point is very well taken about, you know, we're paying them well. Why do we have to worry about this? That's one of the core messages in the book, is that up until now, we have traditionally relied on teachers or managers to control the learning environment. Mm-hmm. And what this book allows us each to do is to put the learning in the hands of those who are doing the learning. So what I encourage people to do is to use these exercises with your employees. Let them hold on to that information about themselves. We've graduated in many cases from school with having a fairly incomplete knowledge about ourselves and how we learn. So take this information and work with them so that they know about themselves and can do something different in their work. The responsibility and the burden is not completely on the shoulders of managers or on trainers or on educators or on parents. It really can very easily rest on the shoulders of those of us who are learning every day.
Well, well said. And the other thing is, I'm going to come back to this 10-year cycle, this 10-year employee. You know, if you hire somebody today because they're smart and they're motivated and they're dedicated, they're good people, and you know, small business owners have got to have we don't have a lot of people, most of us. We have to have the best people.
Yeah.
And once you find those best people, just because you change the direction of your company a little bit or add a product or whatever might happen, that doesn't mean that you don't want to recycle employees. And so that means that I think what you're hitting on here, which is I think is important, Marcia, is that we've got to be able to help our employees learn the new directions that we're all going to have to be taking in the 21st century. And I'm glad you're doing it. Give us your website one more time.
MarciaConner.com.
MarciA, ladies and gentlemen, CONNER.com. Check it out when you get a chance. The book is called Learn More Now. Marcia, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
Well, we'll do this again. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Wayne Cruz. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.